Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
So a couple years ago, I hit 40 years old, and man, did things change. I didn't have the same strength and vitality that I had before, and I didn't have what I wanted, and that was the ability to work out and have a blast doing it. So then the pounds started packing on. Well, thank goodness I found Chalk, C-H-O-Q, and they're helping real American men just like you maximize your masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now, I've been taking the Chalk Vitality Stack for over a year now, and not only am I working out, I've now lost 50 pounds. So if you're ready to maximize your masculinity today, go to Chalk, C-H-O-Q.com, and use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any Chalk subscription for life. C-H-O-Q.com, code Ben, limited time offer. Subscription is cancelable at any time. Chalk.com.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah.
I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Take Me to Jail. It is a theme that is, well, becoming a reality around the country. Get off my property. Also another theme. Get a warrant. It's also another theme. Who do you think you are telling me how I can and can't run my business? No, you're not going to shut me down any longer. These are all things that we're seeing playing out right now around Thanksgiving. Welcome to liberalism in action in America. Right now in this country, we are at a pivotal point that has nothing to do with Donald Trump. It has nothing to do with Joe Biden. It has everything to do with runaway local governments, runaway state governments, runaway governments at the hands of people that aren't even elected. Many of the lockdown orders are coming from people who've never been elected. Many of the lockdowns are coming from individuals that you can't even kick out of office because they don't even hold an office. Many of the lockdowns are coming from individuals that you've never even heard of or met. You didn't even know existed. And many liberals are doing it that way by design. Why are they doing it by design this way? Because then they don't have to be held accountable for shutting down your business, your restaurant, or telling you how to run your life politically. These politicians on the left that are nothing but socialists are being very smart about these new rules. The rules in Pennsylvania that you have to wear a mask in your house, that's a new rule. It's insane. These rules that you must put your mask back on in between bites in Memphis, Tennessee. The rules that you cannot eat with family or friends that don't live in your same household. The rules that you must shut down again and only do takeout. These are the rules that people that were never elected are making, and they're being implemented on behalf of the politicians who are smart enough to realize I can't be the one that actually does this mandate. And the reason why is because people will then come after me and vote me out of office. So I'll punt and say, these are the scientists. This is the health department that's deciding it for me. People are starting to revolt. There's a viral video that we have the audio of. that is telling you about where we are in this country. That's right. Telling everybody where we are. This is in New York. New York, a liberal state, liberal cities, liberal elected officials, liberal business owners that have had enough. You're going to hear citizens, some of them people that are patrons of this restaurant, and others, the owners of the restaurant, talking to the police saying, we've had enough of this. Take a listen to liberals learning about their rights instead of just doing whatever they're told, because it's affecting their livelihoods now. Here it is.
The market says, you're on private property. You need to leave. We're asking to appeal to your compassionate side. I know you're a taxpayer. You know, our tax dollars guarantee your guys' paychecks. But some of these people actually work for their money, and they don't want to lose their livelihood. I've lost friends, I've lost family who've killed themselves. I've seen clients die because they've lost their livelihood.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I know you are, and I'm just I'm asking for you to guys have some compassion for the people that have lost everything.
We do have compassion for people who
Okay, well, you need to go have compassion out in the parking lot. This is private property. This is private property.
Yes, it is.
It's private property. Go get a warrant. Listen, man, this is private property. They're not wanted here. So do your jobs.
Well, his job is...
Your job is to remove people that are not wanted here.
You have a
problem. We're wanted here. They're not.
She's hiding her name tag. She had her name tag.
There you go. It's my name.
They're just doing their job.
There we go.
You should all be wearing masks. How come none of you have masks on?
Don't worry about my health. My health isn't your concern.
You're meant to be wearing a mask. It's a government.
Okay, well, then write me up.
It's the law.
Okay, then take me to jail.
It's not the law.
Then take me to jail.
It's not the law.
Show me the law, please. Show me the law.
It is not the law.
You have to leave. You guys have to leave.
It's not the law.
You have to leave.
Right now you're trespassing without a warrant.
Go outside.
Where did you hear her report?
Okay, we need to look at the law.
Who reported it?
You know what? I don't know.
Yeah, it's anonymous, right? It's anonymous. It can't be anonymous. You need to know your accuser. You need to know it cannot be anonymous.
Okay, wait, you gotta go get a warrant.
It cannot be anonymous.
You gotta go get a warrant.
You don't get to violate the Constitution. It does not matter. You don't circumvent or subvert the Constitution. That's the way it works.
Call the news. Okay, Miss, you need to leave.
All of this interaction, this animosity, this intensity that you just heard happened because of an anonymous citizen that decided to go against their fellow man and turn them in because somebody wasn't wearing a mask. I'm going to break this down for you, how dangerous this is for our society. But first, I want to tell you about the number one conservative organization in the country, AMAC, that is fighting right now to make sure that your voice is being heard, that your vote is being counted correctly, that we never have to go through another election the way that we just did. They're also fighting to stand with the people of Georgia as we have an election that's going to decide the fate of our Senate, who's in charge. If you are ready to stand with the people of Georgia, I want you to join for free right now. The number one conservative organization in the country called AMAC for free. 2.3 million conservatives have already joined AMAC. In fact, we have a petition right now that we are using to say to governors, local and state elected officials, even the Attorney General Bill Barr and the Justice Department, that we stand for voter integrity. We want to make sure that illegal votes are not ever counted, that what happened never happens again in this country in our election system. So if you're ready to stand up and fight back, I want you to join the number one conservative organization in the country right now. Go to benfreeonline.com. That's benfreeonline.com. www.benfreeonline.com and get your free membership right now to the number one conservative organization in the country. You know, you look at this audio of citizens being pitted against other citizens, being pitted against law enforcement. And this is all happening in New York, where you have tattletale citizens saying, I saw somebody without a mask. Go to this business and shut them down. And you have business owners saying, uh-uh. You have business owners that are getting smart, realizing, I don't have to take your crap because these are not laws, which is one of the most important parts of this conversation. These are not laws. They're directives. They're not laws. Show me the law was said over and over again, as it should have been said over and over and over again. You have people that have never been elected telling you how to run your business, how to shut down your business, how to live your life. Again, they were never elected. They're not supposed to have the power to do this. No one gave them the authority to make laws, which is exactly why the people in New York are saying what they're saying now. And not just New York. This is happening all over the country. Now, why is this happening? Why are they doing this? Why do these non-elected officials at the leadership of elected officials coming up with insane rules like how many people can be in your house during Thanksgiving? It's because they believe that they can get away with it. They believe that we are so weak as a society that we will just do whatever they tell us to do. How high do I need to jump, sir? How long do I need to jump on one foot, sir? How long do you want me to lay down, sir? Oh, you want me to shut my business, ruin my life, not be able to provide for my family? Yes, sir, sir. At what point do you stop, right? At what point do you say enough? At what point do you say no? We're getting there. It's insane that it's taking us this long to get there, but we are getting there. And let's also talk about who's profiting from this. You know, the left is always talking about how the rich always get richer and the poor get poorer under the administrations of conservatives, right? We're always just looking out for the rich guy. We're never looking out for the poor, hardworking American. The hell with you guys on that point. Who do you think's been getting rich during every one of these shutdowns? Every time you shut down something, who gets rich? The rich people that own Amazon, the rich people that own Uber Eats and Grubhub, the rich people that own restaurants that can adapt to takeout easily, the rich people that ship directly, the big box stores that ship directly, who gets crushed in these shutdowns? Mom and pops. I'm not seeing a lot of Walmarts closed during these times, are you? I'm not seeing Costco's closed during these times, are you? And by the way, I don't have a problem with Walmart. I don't have a problem with Costco. I want to make that clear. But who do you think is getting richer? Let's talk about advertising real quick with big tech. You want to know how big tech's doing during this time? They're making a killing. You want to know why? Because their ad revenue's gone through the roof. Because people are stuck at home and they're on their phones. They're on these social media apps. And it's ad after ad after ad after ad for big companies making insane amounts of money from people ordering because they're no longer going to mom and pops. I'll give you a great example. There's another company that was thriving pre-pandemic called Guitar Center. Guitar Center is like a musician's best friend. It also happens to be one of my best friends for what I do for a living. I get tons of my equipment. I mean tons of my equipment from cables and basic things that I need for my radio and TV studios from there. Because I can get it. If I have a short, if I have something go out, I can go grab it quickly. And it's really nice to be able to grab it quickly. They just filed for bankruptcy. Why? Because with all the shutdowns, people just decided, I'll go on Amazon or I'll go online. You're destroying these companies that had no reason to disappear. Now, some say, well, the strongest survive. No, it's not a fair playing field. The strongest survive, yes, in a fair game. This is not a fair game. The government is picking winners and losers. The government is picking winners and losers. And they're picking these winners and losers, and they're doing it, and it's frustrating because I'm watching small businesses die. Now, why are Democrats allowing this to happen? I'll tell you exactly why. It's control. It's 100% control, folks. The big box stores get bigger, and they donate, by the way, to Democrats. You think Bezos giving to Donald Trump and conservative candidates? Of course not. Facebook is not. They're going all in for Democrats getting them elected. Twitter's the same way. They've chosen their team, and we know who their team is. It's the left. These big tech companies are making billions of dollars off of these shutdowns. They have already gone all in to give money to the left. They're going to be taken care of. They're going to be taken care of, no problem. No issues. They are taken care of. This is why this is happening. This is how they're getting away with it. These mom and pops, though, better wake up quick. And I'm talking about a lot of liberals. And what you heard in that audio, and Diaz, cue it up again, is I'm assuming not conservatives in New York. I'm assuming that these are just people that are saying, screw politics now. You're destroying my life. You're destroying my business. And I'm learning what the law says I can and cannot do. I'm learning what the law says I can and cannot say. I'm learning what the law tells me my rights are. And my rights say that you can't just come in here because of an anonymous tip with no law on the books and shut me down. You cannot do that just because you want to. Show me the law and get a warrant. And it's Democrats that are the ones pushing this. This is not conservatives. This is not Republicans. These citizens are learning finally where their breaking point is, and it shouldn't have taken this long. Unfortunately, it did, and a lot of these businesses will never come back. But this is about control. When you can destroy the weak and they can't stand up anymore, they're dependent on you. Democrats know that the Amazons and Walmarts and Costco's and Targets of the world, they're never going to be dependent on the government. But these mom and pops that you're putting under, they'll be dependent on you when they lose everything trying to keep their businesses afloat. When they're trying to keep their businesses alive. And you can hear the desperation in their voices. These people are not angry at the police. They're desperate to stay open. They're desperate to make a living because they know it's about to disappear. And if it does, then they have to depend on the same government that ruined their life to save them. Take a listen.
The market says, you're on private property. You need to leave. We're asking to appeal to your compassionate side. I know you're a taxpayer. You know, our tax dollars guarantee your guys' paychecks. But some of these people actually work for their money, and they don't want to lose their livelihood. I've lost friends. I've lost family. Power. Who've killed themselves. I've seen clients die because they've lost their livelihood.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I know you are, and I'm just I'm asking for you to guys have some compassion for the people that have lost everything.
We do have compassion for people who
Okay, well, you need to go have compassion out in the parking lot. This is private property.
This is
private property. This is private property.
Yes, it is.
It's private property. Go get a warrant. Listen, man, this is private property. They're not wanted here. So do your jobs.
Well, her job is...
Your job is to remove people that are not wanted here.
You have a
problem. We're wanted here. They're not.
She's hiding her name tag. She had her name tag.
There you go. It's my name.
They're just doing their job.
There we go.
You should all be wearing masks. How come none of you have masks on?
Don't worry about my health. My health isn't your concern.
You're meant to be wearing a mask. It's a government.
Okay, well, then write me up.
It's the law.
Okay, then take me to jail.
It's not the law.
Then take me to jail.
It's not the law.
Show me the law, please. Show me the law.
It is not the law.
You have to leave. You guys have to leave.
It's not the law.
You have to leave.
Right now you're trespassing without a warrant.
Mass civil disobedience.
You're not trespassing.
You're trespassing.
It doesn't matter. We have a right to be here.
Then get a warrant. Go get a warrant.
Bring a warrant.
Go get a warrant.
Yes, you do.
Come back with a warrant or
leave. You don't write the law.
So you can walk on any property with no warrant?
Go get a warrant. You guys are breaking the law right now. You're breaking the law. Go outside. No, go on your phone outside. Go on your phone outside.
I would really like it.
Where did you hear the report?
Okay, we need to look at who that right now.
Who reported it?
Leave.
Who reported it?
You know what?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's anonymous, right? It's anonymous. It can't be anonymous. You need to know your accuser. You need to know it cannot be anonymous.
Okay, wait, you got to go get a warrant.
It cannot be anonymous.
You
got to
go get a warrant.
You don't get the policies. You don't get to violate the Constitution. It does not matter. You don't circumvent or subvert the Constitution. That's the way it works.
Get the news. Call the news. Okay, Meth, you need to leave.
These people are not militant. They're not looking for a fight. They're not looking to go to jail. They're not looking to make a point. These people are desperate, and they're just trying to survive. That's all they're trying to do is survive. Desperate people will do desperate things. These individuals in New York caught on tape, they're not anarchists. They're not angry. You can hear at the beginning what they said. You have a job because of us, the taxpayers. We're just trying to survive. You should understand that. I want to play that very beginning for you, and I want you to hear there's one voice in there. And he's trying to appeal to the police to give them perspective of listen to me, understand. Understand, you guys have a job because of us. We are the taxpayers. Understand what you're doing to your fellow man, to your, you know, to us. We support you, we appreciate you, we thank you, but you guys need to know what you're doing right now is wrong, and we're the ones that pay your salaries. We are the taxpayers. You guys get to go home to your family and provide tonight while we don't, because you're out here trying to shut down your fellow man, which is exactly what people need to wake up to and realize that what the government is doing is they're grooming a portion of society to be nothing but informants for the government. They're seeing how many people out there will be informants for the government. How many people out there will tattletale to the government about the actions of their neighbors. This is exactly why Governor Cuomo and Governor Newsom have said, well, if you see a bunch of cars gathering, you know, make a phone call. This is what happened during World War II. During World War II, this is what happened after the Germans invaded. Go read history. Go look at history. It was, hey, you want to be in good favor with us? Tell us what your neighbors are really doing. They're not abiding by the ration laws. If they're, you think they're hiding someone in their house that shouldn't be there, a Jewish person, tell us. Tell us about it, and you'll be in good favor with us. We may even give you some money. Spy on your neighbors for us. Spy on your fellow man for us. Tell us what they're doing, where they're doing it, and we'll take care of you. That's why there was the desperation in the voice of that man. And at the end, you could hear this. Who told you this? Who told you to come here? Right? Like, who told you to show up today? You won't tell us? You won't tell us? Take a listen again.
The market says
you're on private property. You need to leave.
We're asking to appeal to your compassionate side. I know you're a taxpayer. You know, our tax dollars guarantee your guys' paychecks. But some of these people actually work for their money, and they don't want to lose their livelihood. I've lost friends, I've lost family, who've killed
stop
themselves.
Stop it right clients. There. We're appealing to you. Like, we're taxpayers. We pay, and you guys get to go home. You guys get to make a living. Right? You guys get to go home, and you guys get to make a living. We don't. If you shut us down today, this is all brought to you by the left. There's not a single Republican that's in favor of this. And if you don't think this is going to come with a Biden administration, you're not paying attention. You get ready for mass mandates, because they're coming. Nationwide mass mandates are coming. And this is no longer about COVID, folks. This is not about COVID. This is about seeing what you can get away with. wear a mask inside your home, Pennsylvania. I'm sorry, I'm not going to abide by that rule. Get a warrant, arrest me. Oregon, no more than six people at your home or you go to jail. Get a warrant, arrest me. New Jersey, turn your AC on or open the windows inside your home. You pay my AC bill? That's fine. You want to pay my AC bill, then I'll turn my AC on. Otherwise, no. What are you going to do? You're going to get a warrant, come into my house and see if my AC's on? And who made up these rules? Show me the law. Ohio, no dancing or standing around at weddings. Okay, come arrest the bride and groom who dance and stand around at a wedding with their family members. Look at what we have given up in these states. Look at what we've given up in these cities. These liberal cities. Wear a mask inside your home, the whole state of Pennsylvania. Oregon, no more than six people in your home or you go to jail. Can't gather more than six or ten people, depending on what state you're in, for Thanksgiving. Can't eat dinner at a restaurant with anybody that doesn't live in your house, no more than four adults. You got to put your mask back on in between bites. You have to put your mask on in between bites. That is not the job of the government to tell me how I have to eat my food. This is not about COVID anymore. This is about control. This is about total power to decide what you can and cannot do in every aspect and every capacity of your life. And if people don't wake up and figure this out quickly, your rights are going to disappear and you're not going to get them back. You will not get them back. I'll say it one more time. If you've not joined the number one conservative organization in the country, you better do it now. As we fight to protect the vote in Georgia, the Georgia is going to decide if the Democrats have total control of this country in the House, Senate, and the White House. If you are ready to get in the game, if you're ready to get in the fight, then you need to check out the number one conservative organization in the country, AMAC, and join now for free. Sign the petition to stand with the president. Sign the petition to stand with the President of the United States of America and fight voter fraud. It is getting ugly out there. It's up to us to either decide if we're going to shut up or if we're going to fight back and organize. And I think there's a lot of liberals that are about to understand just how bad these policies really are that are being implemented by people many times that were never elected. And that was done by design. They were never elected, and it was done by design. Don't forget our podcasts. Make sure you go backwards, and you can see what else we've had to say about Dominion voting machines that are being used in Georgia. Our four-part expose in Dominion is up there as well. And I'll leave it at that. Two-thirds of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to four, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to fourpatriots.com/Ben. That's the number fourpatriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah. You had to act by the sink a lot. Yeah.
I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly. Uh-huh. Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. And disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
From original art and diplomas to ticket stubs and the keys to your first home, we all have mementos we'd love to put on display. Framebridge is the easy and affordable way to custom frame just about anything, with fair upfront pricing based on the size of your item and fast, free shipping. Plus, your happiness is guaranteed. See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or a local Framebridge store to get started. That's framebridge.com.